This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Diabetes Healthcare and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Josephine Guzman, Senior Director, Physician Relations at Lenox Hill Hospital, a 652-bed, fully accredited acute care hospital located on Manhattan's Upper East Side with a national reputation for outstanding patient care and innovative medical and surgical treatments. Lenox Hill Hospital is a member of Northwell Health. Josephine, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. The pleasure is all mine.
Likewise, and really good to have you with us and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So in addition to your role as Senior Director of Physician Recruitment at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York, you act as a multicultural or Latino patient champion and are spearheading a population management initiative called Life Yes, Diabetes No. Tell us all about that to kick things off today.
Okay. Well, it's called Vida Sí, Diabetes No, Life Yes, Diabetes No. And it's a bilingual, it's a long-term health initiative, which we launched last year, November 15th. November 14th is actually National Diabetes Awareness Day, and so we proclaimed November 15th as Latino Diabetes Awareness Day. And basically, it's an outcome-focused approach, and we are looking at diabetes amongst Latinos maybe more comprehensively than it's been done, with the goal of uncovering root causes and hoping that we could lead to more effective and efficient delivery, more on the preventive side than having to really treat.
And why is a campaign to educate and fight diabetes in the Latino community important to you?
Eric, that is an excellent question. Latinos are almost twice as likely as non-Latinos to be diagnosed with diabetes, and we have a 40% higher probability of dying from it. And, you know, in New York alone, there's about 740,000 people that have been diagnosed with diabetes, but there is an additional 500,000, according to the American Diabetes Association, that are walking out there without being diagnosed. You know, and diabetes has many comorbidities, such as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, cardiovascular, kidney disease, and obesity. And then if we add on the socioeconomic and environmental factors, which basically are destroying the fabric of our community, all of those are key drivers to America's rising healthcare burden. I mean, according to the American Diabetes Association, it costs New York State about $22 billion. That's what's spent on diabetes and complications. So imagine if we were able to eliminate that, what that could mean.
No doubt about that, and certainly eye-opening statistics that you shared there as well. What is unique about this campaign?
So, Eric, the reason that this campaign is unique is because Lenox Hill knows that we're only one hospital, and we know that we cannot do this alone. So we have formed a coalition with an unprecedented group of leading healthcare providers. And when we talk about healthcare providers, not necessarily all part of Northwell Health. We have included also city hospitals, federally qualified health centers. We've included private and public sector companies, community-based organizations, media, and we've all pulled together our individual strengths and come together to see if we can build a sustainable path to health.
Certainly outstanding what you're doing there in the community. Today we are joined by Josephine Guzman, Senior Director, Physician Relations at Lenox Hill Hospital, a 652-bed, fully accredited acute care hospital located on Manhattan's Upper East Side here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes, Healthcare, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now continuing on, Josephine, what are some actions that you're taking through this campaign?
So we have created four pillars as part of this diabetes life yes, diabetes no campaign. And one of them is education and outreach. One of the things that through our years of studying the Latino community and being out there, engaged with the Latino community, we see that there is a total lack of education, yet our population is yearning it. So we want to draw attention to diabetes, the diabetes crisis in the Latino community. We want to do that via media, social media, participation in community events, and much more. Then the second pillar is community screenings. Because we want to ensure that at-risk Latinos within targeted communities are aware of their diabetes status. And the way we do that is by promoting A1C testing, research and genetic testing. We want to understand the root causes, because if you can't understand the root causes, then how can we get to reversing the disease? And then advocacy. We want to develop and propose routine A1C testing for at-risk individuals that, although this has been recommended by the National Diabetes Task Force, it's really not been, it's been a recommendation, and we would like it more as a mandate, if possible. Because if you don't know where your baseline is, then how can you control a disease that you don't know even about the foundations of it?
Exactly. And lastly, how will you measure the success through the campaign?
Yeah, so we're going to have four key ways that we're going to be measuring success. The first one is funding. There has to be an ability to secure both seed and long-term sources if we want to make it sustainable. And there was just a recent article about two or three weeks ago that came out in Cranes, which talked about that diabetes, although it is a healthcare crisis, it is one of those health priorities that is basically the most underfunded, at least locally. So that is very important. Then clinical metrics with genetic testing, the number of people reached, the number of people that we refer to care for early detections, BMI, glucose, A1C, and then the long term. What's been the effect of our interventions in the long term success, clinical success of these individuals that we touch? Then the third one is media metrics, the amount of impressions, the reach, the frequency, the clicks through social media channels. We want to see how many likes we can get. And then quality measures, the number of partners that we are able to join us. Because again, as we said before, we cannot do this alone. So through being able to attract more coalition partners, that is going to also make this a more sustainable campaign.
It goes without saying, we here at eHealth Radio are 110% behind you in this effort, and it has been an honor to help get the word out. And again, thanks for all that you're doing in the community there. Where can listeners get further information and also be in touch as needed?
If they needed to contact, we do have a fully equipped diabetes center, which is located at 110 East 59th Street on the 8th floor. And, you know, they can either go there, they can call 212-434-4006, or our website link is www.lenoxhillhospital.org.
Sounds good. Josephine, again, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Again, continued success, and we thank you for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much, Eric. This is a very important initiative for Lenox Hill, and we are so happy and honored that you invited us to be a part of your program today.
And it certainly was our honor and pleasure. We've been speaking with Josephine Guzman, the Senior Director, Physician Relations at Lenox Hill Hospital, a 652-bed, fully accredited acute care hospital located on Manhattan's Upper East Side. And for more information in all regards per this interview today, visit lenoxhillhospital.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Diabetes Healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.